Welcome to Initiate Swarm Protocol. I'm Darth Wing Amok.
And I'm Doomsayer.
What are we talking about today?
Dinosaurs attack.
Let's start the show. Dinosaurs Attack, it was a trading card series by Topps, originally released in 1988.
So it was re-released then, recently?
Yeah, I'm thinking.
Okay.
Yeah. Possibly since the first time.
Okay.
Because I never saw these things after that, but after the original release. But it contained 55 cards and 11 stickers, and it tells the story about scientists that open up a time portal, for whatever reason. But of course, things go wrong. You know, time travel. Something always goes wrong.
Didn't all the movies get it right, or none of them did?
Back to the Future came close, I think. But dinosaurs get transported to the present day.
Okay.
And just start causing havoc and mayhem in a very brutal and gory way.
So let me ask you this. Do you kind of think maybe Jurassic Park maybe took a little bit of... You know, a little bit of what the cards?
Possibly.
Okay.
But Jurassic Park will be brought up.
Yeah.
Towards the end. There's a little tie in there. But when I was young, I had a couple of these cards. Loved them. And I love dinosaurs. I still love dinosaurs. Here, every like 10 years or so, like it would pop in my head. Like those dinosaur cards when I was a kid. And it was like, oh. You know, like every 10 years or so, it was like, man, those things were cool. And I never seen them. But here just a couple months ago, here I looked them up again. Here I was like, oh, I wonder if they have them on Amazon. And here I went on Amazon and they had them. But it said it was out of stock, but back in stock soon.
Okay.
Here I checked back with Amazon like 4 days later, they were there. Like the whole box of like 50 packs, eight card or five cards each, was like $50. I ordered them immediately. Here they came in like 2 days. Loved it, got it. Yeah, and some of the favorites here.
Ooh,
a soldier or a general? What is that? A general?
Yeah. The
got
card
obliterated by a T-Rex, I'm going to assume. Is that what...
It says, our forces flattened. And
that's literal.
Yeah, when we say it's brutal. It's pretty damn brutal. Here's the thing that I've collected: baseball, football, hockey, and all that stuff. And the thing is, I don't remember ever seeing these cards at all. That's the thing that blows my mind is I know for a fact you're not a card collector, a sports card collector, but you found these, and I'm like, oh my god,
these cards are incredible. I got them at the local mini market.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Probably only had like three or five packs, maybe.
I'm just surprised I never came across them and all that. So, but when we sit there and we say these cards are. They're very detailed. The one card I'm holding here, which is Rock Concert Carnage, you actually see a dinosaur ripping somebody's hair off like the Indians did when they would scalp them.
The dinosaur thinks their hair is trees, so it's trying to eat them.
That's God. Hey, yeah, and here's another one on the bottom going after the hair and everything. But, I mean, it's a rock concert, so there's plenty of hair.
And, of course, some kind of aquatic dinosaur tearing apart a school bus, a giant plesiosaur Loch Ness Monster-type deal attacking the Statue of Liberty.
See, I'm glad that you know the names of the dinosaurs a hell of a lot better than I do.
I think Loch Ness Monster is the official name of that.
Yeah, that...
And I think that's the scale.
Oh,
obviously not
yeah.
The scale. Dinosaurs aren't that big.
Well, we to be honest with you, neither of us actually went into I've never seen a dinosaur before, but panic in the stadium, a baseball stadium, and a dinosaur in there basically ripping the players apart. I mean, you actually see one of the dinosaurs stepping on the back of one of the players in that. And then this is actually my favorite that it pulled out. A Kid Strikes Back. It's a kid with a bazooka, and he shot the rocket through the chest of one of the dinosaurs. It actually has, maybe you would know this, the horn out where the nose is at and that stuff. But I'm not too sure what kind of dinosaur.
I'm thinking it begins with a C. But
I mean, and then another thing too is with these cards, they give you all the a bunch of detail, like kind of like a story on the back of the cards. Yeah, I mean, And how much did you pay for these cards again?
Like $50.
That's a damn good deal. A damn good deal.
And of course, a wedding that has gone horribly wrong. That one's kind of funny.
I could say something, but I'm not.
And then another neat one. A kind of a... it's a human. A human merged with some kind of T-Rex. I guess in the story, they start sending them back. So I guess it's kind of like a Manhattan experiment where...
Okay.
DNA and cells get fused together. But then at the end of the story, of course, the dinosaurs get sent back to their time.
Right.
I guess. But a funny thing is... when I was looking these up, a bunch of Mars Attacks references.
The Tim Burton movie.
Popping up.
Right.
And of course, Tim Burton made
Mars Attacks.
Mars Attacks in 96.
Yeah.
95, 96.
Yeah.
Here it turns out Mars Attacks was a Topps trading card series from 1962. That kind of blew my mind. Like, I thought that came out of Tim Burton's head. But here's like from 1962, and he made the movie. But from what I've seen in the cards, the only card that is a scene is the very beginning. Remember when the cows are on fire?
Yeah.
And the guy smells them? That's the only card.
Oh, really?
But everything else is totally different. But here, Tim Burton wanted to make a Dinosaur's Attack movie.
Oh my God.
In 93. But Jurassic Park came out the same year. So he didn't want to release a dinosaur movie. And then 3 years later, whatever, 4 years later, he released Mars Attacks.
Okay. So let me ask you this real quick. See, I know, knowing you for how long I have, you've been a big Jurassic Park fan in that. Would you have rather seen Tim Burton's or Jurassic Park? Which would have, you know, got you...
If Tim Burton based it off of these cards?
Off of these cards?
Oh, that movie would be amazing. That would be amazing. Yeah.
Like I said, with these cards and the way they look and everything...
But the first Jurassic Park is still a classic movie.
Yeah.
Here, a couple months ago then, I got this book called Alien Invasion... I didn't really spend a lot of time with it, but after I found all this out, there's a whole page in this book that explains how it was a trading card series from 1962. Yeah, so if I would have just looked at this book a couple months ago, I would have known all that.
See, that's why you should be going out and getting your books and that stuff and reading, because there's a lot of information not everybody knows in that, and that was really good information in that, you know, so.
Yeah.
Cool.
A while ago, I clicked on a B-52s video. You know the band.
Oh, yeah.
B-52s. I think the redhead is gorgeous. That's probably why I
love Shaq. Yeah.
But here in the background, for one of their songs, it was one of the Mars Attacks cards. Blown up. And here the girl in the band, I forget her name, she was singing, but it sounded like a theremin. Like a sci-fi, how she was singing it, and it just kind of matched. It was really neat.
Oh.
It was really neat.
And this was a B-52s?
Yeah, like a newer, like them now. Like it was a live video.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to check that out. So.
That was a quick history on Dinosaur's Attack. I think people should check them out if they're into dinosaurs or gore or really detailed paintings.
That'll do it for this video. I am Doomsayer.
I'm Darth.
Thanks for watching, and see you next time.